Okay, so now we're ready to learn the closing sequence in our yoga practice. So the closing sequence includes three poses, all in a cross-legged position. Now let's first test if we can already do the lotus. Okay, so to test, you open your legs in this position. Again, make sure that you're sitting and you feel the sit bones on the floor. Okay, sitting tall. Now slowly lift your right leg up and then use your hands to slowly bring your foot in and make sure that your hips are relaxed. So how to test it is that if you lift your right knee up and then release it, it will automatically drop down. Okay, if it's doing this, that means you're engaging the muscles in this side. So make sure that the hips are relaxed. You can also explore it by moving it in a circular manner. Okay. Then once your hips are relaxed, gently bring your heel as close as you can to the opposite groin or to your navel. Okay. And then now your leg is in a half lotus position. There should be no strain in this area of the knee. Okay. If there's strain in the knee, then back off and do just an easy cross leg position. Okay. But once you're here, half lotus, place your hands behind you and then gently lean back a little bit. From here, slowly wiggle or move your feet, left foot close to your shin until your heel is touching the shin. And from here, press your toes down and see if you can lift your heels up like this. Once your heels are almost on the same level of your calf muscle, then you're ready to do the lotus. Okay, so in this case, use both hands, scoop your foot, and then again relax. Make sure that the left hip is relaxed, and then just gently bring your leg in so that now we're in a full lotus position. Again, no strain in the knees. Okay. If the position of the leg is something like this, your heel is under your shin, then no need to do the lotus. Just tuck your leg under, and then you are in a half lotus position. Okay? So most of you will probably just do this position. So from here with a half lotus, or again, if this is too difficult, just do cross legs. But sit tall. Okay. So first pose, yoga mudrasana, or the yoga gesture. Bring your arms behind you and grab your elbows. Inhale and exhale slowly. Bring your forehead down to the floor and stay here for 10 breaths. In case where your head doesn't touch the floor and it's really far, instead of placing your hands behind you, just put your hands in front and bring your head down. Again, stay here for 5 or 10 deep breaths. For those who can, hands behind, forehead down. And after 10 breaths, inhale, come up, sitting tall. Bring your arms straight in front of you into Padmasana or half lotus or lotus. Bring your tips of your index fingers and thumb together into Gyana Mudra or Chin Mudra, sitting tall. Relax your shoulders. Gaze softly to the nose and stay for a minimum of 10 breaths. So after 10 deep breaths, we're now ready to do Utplutuhi, or the last pose in the closing sequence. So from here, lift your knees up. Okay, you can keep your left foot down. And then place your hands first by your hips. Okay, hands down. And from here, slowly move it forward. From here, shift or bring your chest forward so that your shoulders are over your arms. And then slowly press the floor so that you're lifting your bum up. Okay? Ideally, you want to stay here for 25 breaths. But if you're still working on your strength, you can always come up one and then come down. And again, two, and then down. So making sure that you don't put the weight on the wrist. You want to make sure that you're spreading your fingers wide and putting the weight on the fingers as well so that you don't strain the wrist too much. Okay? So you stay up for a total of, let's just say, 10 breaths, minimum 10. Those who are in lotus, it's actually easier to do it in a lotus. So if you're in a lotus, you make sure that you lift your knees up. Place your hands forward, keeping your knees close to your chest, lean forward, and then press yourself up. Stay here for 10 to 25 breaths. Again, if you're still working on your strength, come up and down, come up and down for a total of 10 breaths. And after you do Utplutuhi for 10 breaths, gently uncross the legs. Place your hands on the floor. Lift up, step back into push-up position. Knees and point your toes. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. One deep breath, inhale. Exhale, bend your knees, look forward. Step, cross your legs. And sit down.